Most of them followed him not just because of the miracles that he performed. People followed him not just about his expertise of scriptures and their religion. People followed Jesus because of how Jesus lived his life. Jesus lived like how they lived. Jesus understood them. Jesus felt what they felt. And Jesus would experience what they experienced. Jesus was one of them. The people identified themselves with Jesus. Jesus would use terms and symbols of their language and culture that people would understand. In the gospel, Jesus explains about the kingdom of heaven as like a treasure. And as people, and as all people are interested in treasures and treasure hunting, they listened intently. They all want to find a treasure, as we also want to find treasures for ourselves. Jesus is telling us that there is this treasure that we need to find. This is the greatest of all treasures. And the good thing about this greatest treasure is that we can all find this treasure. But there is a catch. There is always a catch. We have to give up everything just to keep and have this treasure. Now, since the treasure that Jesus is talking about is the kingdom of heaven, then what is the kingdom of heaven then? What is it for us? Well, Jesus, on the third time in the gospel, explains the kingdom of heaven so differently from a treasure. Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is one which would catch all kinds of fish, then later on would sort out the fish, the good goes into the bucket, and the bad they throw away. The kingdom of heaven is the church here on earth. The church is where we are sorted out as either good or bad, because it is in the church where we learn what is good and what is bad. So, the greatest treasure that we could ever find here in this world is the church. The church is the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And we have already found this greatest treasure that Jesus is talking about, that Jesus wants us to find. The question is, have we given up everything for the church? Since the church is the body of Christ, have we given up everything for Jesus? Now, this is a great challenge for all of us, to give up everything for Jesus, to give up everything for our faith. How important really is the church that it can be considered as the greatest of all treasures, according to Jesus? We just have to go to the first reading of what Solomon asked of God to know how important the church is. The most important thing for Solomon was to have an understanding heart to judge people and to distinguish right from wrong. Isn't that what we need today? To distinguish what is right and what is wrong, and to understand people. With all the things happening in this country and throughout the world, what we need is to understand people, and most importantly, to distinguish what is right and wrong. There is so much confusion today that we don't know what is right and what is wrong. We are confused because everyone seems to be right and everyone seems to be wrong. It is only through the eyes of the church where we will truly understand people. And it is only in the church that we will distinguish what is truly right and truly wrong, and nowhere else. We have already found the greatest treasure. All we need to do is to work on giving up everything for this treasure. In the second reading, Paul assures us, if we work to give up everything for the church, for our faith, Paul writes, "Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose, and God's purpose is always good for all of us." Please stand, we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Aware of our need for the grace of God to strengthen our resolve for the kingdom, we turn to him in humble petition.
For the church, that as the body of Christ in the world, we may proclaim and live out God's justice and compassion, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to racism in our country, for courageous leaders who will condemn it and work for justice, and for citizens who will no longer tolerate it in their communities and institutions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who experience physical hunger or poverty, for those who live in nations or regions that know war, injustice, and political instability, that they may never lose hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a swift end to the coronavirus pandemic that afflicts our world, that God will heal the sick, strengthen those who care for them, and help us all to persevere in faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who mourn the loss of loved ones will be consoled in their grief. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and those who are burdened with chronic pain and suffering, as indicated in our special intentions book, our prayer chain, and particularly Gaylord Long, Aaron Brady Worsham, that they may look to Jesus as their model of perseverance in the midst of suffering, trusting in God's love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our loved ones who have died, and for those who have died from the coronavirus, and those who have no one to pray for them, may they enjoy eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven, and for the designated intention of this Mass, the people of St. Albert. Let us pray to the Lord.
O God of wisdom, teach us your ways that we may live according to your will. Grant this and all our prayers through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Help is in your name, in everything. Help my
brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Please stand. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, and through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you love in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra, gloria tua, Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
Please kneel. You are indeed the Holy Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of the mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrifice. With blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints in whose constant intercession in your presence, in your life, and in your life.
Mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Our communion song is "The Lord is My Salvation." Please stand.
Who is like the Lord, our God? Your spirit. Thanks be to God.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. on, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows